Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Want to ask the question for you right now. How will the Cowboys score their first touchdown this season? 877-881-1053. Also, let's bring your attention really quickly to the New York Giants, where Joe Judge is quickly becoming my new favorite head coach because he's putting out the sound bites that are making people take note. Sound bites such as this. Judge said today he hopes remembering 9/11 will, quote, help us get past this crap we're dealing with right now.
Ooh, that's a big yikes for me, guys.
Because, like, crap, if he means the S situation, that I get. But it kind of sounds like crap. He's like, this is stupid. And I know a lot of people agree with him, but there's a whole lot of other people who definitely do not. And this seems likely to stir a lot of emotions in people.
And I know that he needed to be way more specific. Is he talking about coronavirus?
I assumed.
Like, I'm so tired of coronavirus, or is he so tired of the...
Man. I can't even fathom if he was talking about social justice, how that's going to turn out for him.
I don't think he was.
I don't either.
I mean, you need to be specific when you kind of say something like that.
I assumed corona.
Well, I also would ask, what does the memory of 9/11 do in that regard? So I have no idea, right? And I just imagine that as a head coach who is going to be forward-facing, I would hope that you'd be able to, you know, articulate yourself in just a little bit better fashion than that right there.
He is the head coach of the New York Giants, one of the most, aside
from the
Dallas Cowboys.
The New York football Giants.
Yeah, okay. Aside from the Dallas Cowboys, it is one of the biggest spotlights that you can find because it's in the city of New York. And I think that you, like, that's one thing that Jason Garrett does have. So if anybody that's, like, pushing for Jason Garrett to steal that job and do what he does, that's it. You got to be able to articulate those things very well. And I think he made a mistake, man. I understand what he's saying though. I mean, like at the base level, we feel like this whole 2020 has been a bunch of crap, right? Like we feel like we've been crapped on.
Sure.
And so I get what he means by that. Reggie, not like that. Not no. Don't make that
face. Odell Beckham!
I was
you
not
all know
saying
we
that.
Heard it. We didn't talk about it. We heard the story.
That's the feeling. And I totally get what he means by it. But you're right, man. If you're going to be that coach, if you're going to do those things and you're going to make those statements, you got to be able to let people know exactly what you're talking about.
877-881-1053.
How do you feel like from 2020?
How will the Cowboys score their first touchdown?
Oh, sorry, wrong question.
They will score their first touchdown by getting the ball over the goal line. That is very fair. We're looking for more specifics like this from the 817. Easy. CeeDee Lamb, 109-yard opening kickoff return touchdown.
Mm.
Now, before anybody says anything about that, just keep in mind, I'm going similarly off the board here. The Cowboys will score their first touchdown on a 75-yard flea flicker
to
Blake Jarwin.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I have been pushing the flea flicker forever. Here's what's going to happen, though.
Fast.
We're going to do a flea flicker in the middle of the field while everyone is caught up with the three-headed monsters of receivers. Blake Jarwin is going to catch the ball at midfield wide freaking open, and he's going to rumble the rest of the way. 75-yard flea flicker, touchdown, mark it down.
I have somewhat of the opposite. I have like
defensive touchdown?
I have a 4-yard touchdown run by Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, that's probably more realistic.
You think the Cowboys are just marching down the field and doing that, or is it going to be one big play that gets them there, Mike? Like, do you think it's going to be a very Jason Garrett-esque kind of...
No, I think we're going to see some big plays on Sunday, but I still think that... even last night, right, the Kansas City Chiefs are a huge big play team. There weren't a lot of big plays for them. So I will say that, yes, I do think the Cowboys will have some completions where Dak throws it over 20 yards or 25 yards, and we have a few of those. But I do think, for the most part, that we're going to use all of our weapons and march the ball down the field. The one thing is, I do think we'll play with a better tempo this year. I mean, Garrett wanted to control the clock in a way where he wanted the game as short as possible, which is weird. Jeff Kavanaugh, heard him talking about that the other day on G-Bag Nation. Like, it's really weird if your whole goal is to be in a close game with 5 minutes to go, because a lot of things can happen, either positive or negative for you, and some things are going to be luck or unluck. But if you can score in 3 minutes, go ahead and score in 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
And if you can do it again, go do it again. Don't be like, well, we probably can score quickly, but it'd be better if we held the ball for 7 minutes right now.
I agree with you there for sure. I did like that aspect of the 2014 offense, not the closeness of the games, but I just like knowing that you could like put together that drive that would break the other team's will.
I do think late in the game, just growing up on Cowboys football, I do think if you're up by 7 or 10 points with 12 minutes to go in the game and you can go on an 8-minute drive, and it doesn't even at times have to be a touchdown because you're already up. So you just, if you get three, you win the game, and you just break their will. And they're like, we can't get off the field. We literally cannot stop them from getting a first down every three plays. I totally get that. And that 2014 team, Kevin, didn't it remind you of that, where they could just break the will of you at the end of the game, not with a big play, but just running out the clock.
Because you couldn't stop them.
Right.
Yeah.
And our defense, I do think our defense is better than 2014.
Okay.
So I don't think we have to have them off the field. Like, my God, if our defense comes on the field, it's totally over. Now, hey, after 3 or 4 weeks, maybe we feel that way. But right now, I don't feel that way.
Kevin, I just saw Jeff post this, and he said, just for fun, I counted last night during the Chiefs-Texans games, Mahomes had 7 passes that Dak would be criticized to no end for. You have to be a really good QB of the Dallas Cowboys. Or he is a good quarterback. Be happy. Now, that being said, the wins and the championships have to stack up, right?
I'm telling you, man, Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest playoff chokers of all time. But he got that Super Bowl early on, and so that shielded him from all criticism. I agree with the
and
Cowboys.
He's made some exciting plays happen.
Choke against us.
That's true. I agree about the Cowboys part of it, but I also think if he wins, that will start to shield him from some, though obviously not all, criticism. Corey, from the 682 and the 214, Trayvon Diggs with the pick six is how we score the first touchdown. So that's the question.
First pass of the game, we lose the coin flip, and he returns it on the first pass of the game.
That would be so incredible. 877-881-1053. How will the Cowboys score their first touchdown this season?
What if it's a CeeDee Lamb punt return? What if we defer the punt and CeeDee Lamb takes it to the house for like 70 yards?
If our first touchdown is a non-offensive touchdown, I think we're going to rule in this game on Sunday night. Like, because the Cowboys have sucked at scoring on special teams and defensively. They have sucked at making an impact in either one of those fields. If you find a Cowboys defense that can flip the field, if you find a Cowboys special teams that can impact the game in a positive way, this team's going to be awesome, because I think we discount how awful our special teams have been as well, in addition to the defense being meh.
Kevin, I believe that my prediction, I did this the other day, my prediction was that Dak Prescott is going to fumble on third and six. Tony Pollard will then pick it up, and he will take it to the house for 74 yards for a touchdown.
You said Pollard?
Yeah, wow. Pollard's going to pick it up. He's going to be in on third down as a passing back, or as a pass-receiving running back, but he's going to pick it up, and he's going to take it to the house. And this is going to be the first possession, by the way. So we're getting the kickoff, taking it at the 20-yard line, getting 6 yards, and then we're going to need four more to get the first down.
25.
What do you mean? Okay. All right. You know what, then? We're having a false start.
No.
5-yard penalty.
Corey, I think you should leave it the same, because how many yards would it be now from the 25?
75.
No.
70
you get yards. You get those 6 yards to start, so then you're at the 31-yard line. So how many yards would it be for the touchdown now, buddy?
I don't know.
69.
Nice. Oh, I didn't want to say it. I just didn't want to be that guy. That being said, somebody then tweeted me, Kevin, and said that that would be called back on a holding on Joe Looney. So that
come on.
All right,
I
guys,
thought this was supposed to be a fun, positive segment, well, not how are we going to lose our first touchdown of the season.
I'm going to bring it down a little bit here.
Oh, no.
I know we're predicting how the Cowboys are going to score their first touchdown, and I do believe the Cowboys are going to score 3 touchdowns in this game. Unfortunately, I do think the Rams score 4 touchdowns, and I do think the Rams are going to win this game 31-27. I am going to predict a loss. I predicted a loss when the schedule came out. Then I changed it to a win. But because of Lyle Collins being out. Now, look, I still think the Cowboys are going to score 27. So it's not going to be a bad offensive game. But I am going to predict that it's weird because I'm also factoring in it's in L.A., which I know doesn't really matter. But I am going to predict in this game the Cowboys are going to lose. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to win the division. So if you think Bassick, you're just – I do think this is going to be a solid year for the Dallas Cowboys. And I hope I'm wrong because this is one of those, to me, coin flip games. But I'm going to go with the coin flip going against us in the opener.
All right, I'm going to give you my score prediction in just 1 second. I want to read a couple more of these. From the 214, CD Lamb scores from 40 out, and then we trade Amari during the second quarter. from the 972.
We're going to need a lot of cap space.
To the Rams? Are we? Just
I don't know. They're like, we needed somebody else. Jarwin in the corner for the 7-0 win. Wow.
Like, what?
And the 254, first touchdown is fumble recovery after a sack. That would also be incredible.
Small hands for Goff.
I'm going to go with Cowboys 27-20. So I could see the 27 points, but I'm going to flip and say that the defense does a solid enough job to start this off. I'll go just a little bit under the under, which is set at 51.5. I'll say Cowboys 27-20.
So correct me if I'm wrong. We've gotten Zeke scoring a touchdown from Mike. And Corey, you had who again?
Tony Pollard.
Pollard.
On a 69-yard run.
Nice.
On a fumble recovery run.
Kevin, who'd you have scoring?
Blake Jarwin.
Didn't get Amari in here. Haven't gotten Michael Gallup. But chiefly among them, I think that we got to pay some level of respect to the quarterback of this football team and his ability to run. I think that he's going to end up scampering in from 7 yards out.
Okay. That's another thing. I'm glad that you said that. That's another aspect of it. If you turn Dak into a running threat again, I'm not saying like, oh, well, in theory, he could run the ball. I'm saying like he is a running threat again. If you turn him into a running threat, you can add that to the special teams and defense of a way that this team could be special. Like, I share Mike's concerns about the offensive line, and we've obviously had our discussions about the secondary, but you can add that as another category where if that happens, I think this team could legit be special.
Dak does not like running the ball in the first 3 quarters. He will in the fourth, but he will, even when they're running a read option, that's why I'm going to pick Zeke. Like, to your point, it could be the same play that we're talking about, Reggie, kind of that read option. It seems like no matter what, in the first and second quarter, that Dak pretty much is going to give it to Zeke no matter what on that read option. Then as we get closer to the end of the game, he'll read it more and keep it at times when it's there to be kept.
And I've always
like a setup, right? Like a setup in poker where you're just trying to set the guy up. So I mean that makes kind of sense. So I use it in the fourth quarter. Makes sense.
But you realize how easily you were able to rattle that off. And what has been the word of the summer training and all this is, unpredictability, right? They've been predictable in that way. I imagine that they try and break that, and I'd like to see him run a little bit early.
We get some more predictions off of the Fantex 877-881-1053. 42-17 Cowboys from the 214. From the 432, I think we will win 33-24. From the 214, Dak Prescott hits a 70-yard bomb to CeeDee Lamb with seconds left on the clock. Cowboys win 28-21. Offense only gets us 6 points. Rest come via Diggs, Cheeto, and Greg the Leg, and they win 24-16.
Wow. That game actually sounds like drugs.
That game does sound like drugs. It sounds insane.
I will say, Kevin, usually when we do this, David Murphy screams like a boss. Mike is friends with David Murphy. Is there any way that we could get David Murphy audio of him actually screaming like a boss so we can start using that again?
Did he do it?
No, it was Colby that used to scream it for us, but as if he were David Murphy. But I would love to get real-life audio of David Murphy screaming that if you can.
Yeah. All right. Mike Bassick is people who knows people.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice guy. I think he'll do that.
He is nice.
From the 469, Cowboys by at least 17.
Somebody said cowards. They're going to get 40 easy. TDs from everyone.
Man, look, that's fair. Hey, I'll change really quickly, though, because last year when the Cowboys were 3-0, I don't care if they did beat up on bum teams. I was like, why don't you just march us down to the Super Bowl right now? We're going to whip everyone's ass from here on out. So, like, if we put up 40 in this game, I'm all in. I'm going to say that we're going to score a billion points against the Falcons and just march down this season.
As much as I did answer earlier about the linebackers bouncing back, I do think they can, but remember, Jalen Smith still got picked on in 2018 if a team could pick on him, and I do think Sean McVay is going to work for ways to get Cooper Kupp in certain situations where he has guys like our safeties or Jalen Smith all of a sudden matched up where they're going to have to be on Cooper Kupp, so I could see where Cooper Kupp has a big game against us.
I absolutely love this text that came in from the 214. Cowboys win 2-0, Tank with the safety, and then he says, say my name, Kevin.
Okay, I guarantee you right now, if that exact scenario plays out, I 100% will kick off the show on Monday saying that. First touchdown of the season from the 972, Gallup with the 22-yard toe tap. From the 972, 34-31 Cowboys, and from the 903, Zeke halfback pass to Dak. Although, this might be even better. This is Greg the Leg's revenge game, and the Cowboys win 28-21 on the strength of one touchdown and seven field goals from Greg the Leg.
I'm in, man. That would be amazing.
Do you think that would be Jason Garrett's proudest moment? He's like, I'm not here anymore, but I'm damn proud to see us win a game where seven field goals get kicked.
Yes, he would absolutely be clapping for the Cowboys in that instance. Kevin from the 214, 37-burger, lose by half a point.
Okay. What?
I'm just reading the text, dude. Don't call on me for that, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.